Blog Talk Radio.
One more course of sculpture, such manner to like peace.
The nerve of some people.
I know. Forging a ticket, come on. It's a golden ticket. You found Wonka's last golden ticket. In my shop, too.
Listen, I'll buy it from you. I'll give you $50. And a new bicycle.
Are you crazy? I'd give him $500 for that ticket. You want to sell me your ticket for $500, young man?
That's enough of that. Leave the kid alone. Listen, don't let anyone have it. Take it straight home. Do you understand?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the golden ticket. That was the golden ticket. Everybody remember that story. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant. Welcome to the Flavor. And do we have another show today? We want to send out everybody to stay safe with prayers and stay safe, everyone. And here on our show, we want to talk about an event that's happening. And it's happening on December the 6th. In Connecticut, Hartsford, Connecticut. Our theme today is chocolate. Yes, chocolate. Everybody likes chocolate during the holidays. They like it through the New Year's. They like it when the holidays are not here. Chocolate, chocolate. But listen, we'll be back right after this with our interview.
Nothing draws a crowd quite like an expo. Make it a chocolate expo, and you've got a recipe for a stampede. Upwards of 8,000 people descended Sunday to the Motorcyclopedia in Newburgh to partake of the decadence that is chocolate and the coolness that's motorcycles.
So everything was amazing at the Chocolate Festival Expo, especially the pineapple with chocolate on it. I got food, all kinds of stuff. They have hot sauces. They had all kinds of things, and everybody, a little crowded, but very, very a lot of fun.
The delectables range from certified organic chocolate bars of every variety to a host of baked goods to chocolate beverages. To chocolate-covered bacon. That's right. Chocolate-covered bacon.
It was delicious, and the bacon was amazing.
We are serving our sweet crepes made with Nutella, chocolate, peanut butter, and fresh fruit. We also are sampling our crepe chips and our homemade baked chips with our homemade crepe batter, and we're selling those as well today with the Nutella dipping sauce.
Executive chef and owner of Bacon Bites, Lawrence Rosenberg, came up from Roseland, New Jersey, armed with even more, including chocolate-covered Twinkies and Oreos, and enough pig toys and stuffed animals to run a carnival.
Yes, did you hear what he said? He was talking about a celebrity chef. His name is Lawrence Rosenberg. We have him on our show today, here on Flavor Living Radio, and we'd like to start our interview, please. Hope you like. Here is Chef Lawrence Rosenberg.
And he has started a company called Bacon Bits. We want to welcome Chef Lawrence Rosenberg. How are you doing? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, Brian.
You're at the Chocolate Expo, and it must be something else. Was this your first third year, fourth year? Or?
This is my third year with the Chocolate Expo at the Connecticut Science Center. And it's really a great family day. We have all kinds of crazy things going on. We have live music by Talking Machine. We have celebrity chefs, Bea Barrett from Hell's Kitchen Season 11, Tony Albanese from the original series of Cake Boss. We have Scottish Francis from MasterChef, and myself doing, cooking demonstrations.
Yes. I noticed that. I mean, I wanted to... I was doing looking for the as far as the research on the Bacon Bits, and you're as far as starting your company, you have had a history of culinary and cooking, from your own books to everything. You were a teacher at the New York Culinary School?
New York Restaurant School in Manhattan back in the 70s, in the early 70s.
And wow.
I owned a restaurant in Manhattan. I owned Tucci Restaurant. I was partners there in Manhattan. And
you said a lot of celebrities came there at your restaurant, Tucci's.
Yes, we've had the new running person for president, Donald Trump, has eaten in my restaurant. We've had
okay. All right.
And, the late Dick Clark has eaten there.
Okay. So yes. Yes. American Bandstand. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we've had lots of crazy things happen. Manhattan's a crazy place. So.
Wow. Now, let's. I wanted to go back and how you started your company, Bacon Bits. You know, so it's 2010, and it's Halloween, and you're starting and you're doing a catering. Tell us what happened.
I started in this catering. I was working on a job, and I was doing some chocolate truffles, and I was also doing some bacon wrap scallops. And my partner and friend was helping me out, trying to get this done. And, you know, I always said, take the extra chocolate, and let's take the chocolate, you know, and let the chocolate get hard when we're all done, so I can either bang it out. If there's a little bit, I can throw it away. Otherwise, we're just going to put it in a bag and use it again. And,
okay.
I got a phone call. He thought I was done. And when I came back a little while later, I said, where's the bacon? And he said, it's on the counter. I says, well, I'm looking on the counter. I don't see any bacon.
Right.
He says, it's in the bowl. I said, oh, no. And I had been hearing whispers. My folks lived in Las Vegas. The Jack in the Box was doing a bacon milkshake. And I had been hearing Burger King was coming out with a bacon burger, and Jones Soda was coming out with bacon-flavored soda. And I was hearing a lot about bacon. And I said,
yes.
I wonder.
Bacon is like the trend.
Something here. So we're going to leave the bacon on the chocolate. And I tasted it. It was disgusting. It really was horrible. And I played with it for about a year and a half, 2 years, and got it right. And the rest is history. It's just been unbelievable. To give you an idea of the scope, I cooked 72,000 pounds of bacon, used 1.5 million pounds of chocolate last year.
Wow. That's just last year.
That's last year. It's just crazy.
Wow, you know, I was reading and you were talking about the trends because, you know, they had the cupcake stores and the frozen yogurt business. It's really cool that you saw that bacon has been the trend from a long time till today in the future. You saw that.
Yes, I saw that, and it's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I guess it was last month, maybe it was the month before, Time magazine had a big thing with two big strips of bacon on it, and you know how it's causing cancer, and this is no good for you, and you shouldn't eat hot dogs.
Yeah, man, there's like bacon Halloween costumes.
It's crazy. It's crazy. People are not going to stop eating hot dogs. They're not going to stop eating, you know, cold cuts, and they're certainly not going to stop eating bacon.
Right. So, you know, so you have this invention that you invented. How did it catch on wind? Because it's new, because you're adding the chocolate with bacon together. So, how did you start to send it out to people, and it caught on like a wind fire?
I had a very nice gentleman who was owns a liquor store and gourmet shops, and named Gary Fish, and he was very nice to me. And he didn't think I was too crazy. He thought I was just totally bonkers. Being a nice Jewish boy, and he was a nice Jewish guy, he said to me, well, you want to come in my store, and I'll set you up a table, and you can sit here and, you know, and waste your time and try to sell it and see if anybody's interested and test it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in his store for about, I had a 3-hour window. I was in his store maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I said, well, I got to go. I said, thank you very much. Can I come back? And he said to me, you gave up already? I said, no. I says, I sold it all. I says, I got to go get more. I'll see you next week. And this went on and on and on until finally he ended up giving me a whole section in the store and put it into all his stores. And that really helped me out. And then I started doing, you know, other events. And most people thought I was nuts. I tell people today I was the original Minion, only I was pink. I had a big eyeball at the top of my head, and that's how people looked at me.
Right. So he's like, I can relate with the minions. I can relate with those guys.
Minions. I'm looking at all the minions because I wasn't so crazy. Just ahead of my time.
Yeah, gotcha. So, I mean.
Did it right. You know, I did it right. I used good chocolate, great packaging, you know, and real crispy bacon. And it did the trick.
Wow. Yeah. And I like both of those, too. No problem. Both of them are on a high level. You know, I have to have a couple times a month, you know, both those two, you know. So, I mean, so it caught on and everything. So did you start, you started inventing, I saw that you have a mascot, you know.
Yes.
You got a mascot there going on there.
Yes, that's a whole funny story. You know, I felt that being an advertising major, I felt that if I was going to do this and I saw it was starting to work, I needed to make it fun. And how was I getting people over to my booths when I was doing festivals and shows? How was I getting them there? And I decided that we should have a mascot. And, you know, everybody's got mascots, all the big companies, they all have mascots. Well, I came up with Smokey the Pig.
Ah.
My business partner was nice enough to wear the pig suit. And
okay.
As a matter of fact, the joke was, he said, well, I want to be the CEO. I says, well, what, you want to be the CEO, you have to wear the pig suit.
That was in the contract. That was in the contract. That was in the contract.
You want to be president, you have to wear the pig suit. You want to be the vice president, you have to wear the pig suit.
Gotcha.
And he's just been unbelievable. Actually, we're working on SmokeyThePig.com. The name is up there. It's just forwarded to our site. But he's got Twitter pages, and he's been on United States of Bacon and in the press, and he's so many pictures, it's ridiculous. Actually, it's embarrassing how many pictures he's done.
Chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, loompa, da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa Loompa-dee-doo.
Yes, we had to have the Oompa Loompa song here on The Flavor. You don't hear that every day. So, you know, from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Fits our theme. But we got to go back to talk to Chef Lawrence Rosenberg as he talks about the mascot, Smokey the Pig. It talks about more about the expo, the Chocolate Expo, coming up this Sunday.
Just with the pig, and he'll be at the Science Center this weekend.
Oh, see, he's getting more famous than you, Chef. I think he's getting more famous than
you. Yeah, he is. He's a ham.
He's a ham. Wow. So what can people, when they're ordering, what kind of different things you have as far as chocolate and bacon? Is there any other inventions?
Oh, sure. We have the original, which is the dark chocolate and on the bacon, and then
okay.
We have peanut butter. We came out with milk chocolate and what I call like a Reese's peanut butter. It's peanut butter and milk chocolate.
Okay.
And we have giant peanut butter cups filled with bacon and peanut butter. We have bacon pretzels. We have bacon double stuffed Oreos, bacon bottom Twinkies, spicy. We have the Angry Pigs. That's a peppered bacon with pepper flakes. And we have bacon
the spice.
Stuffed animals and big giant chocolate pigs that are 8 pounds filled with 2 pounds of bacon.
Oh, man. We got to taste it here. I'm in Hampton Roads, and you got to show us where we can find some or order some or, you know, just to have it there.
I'll just send you some. That's the easiest way.
That's the deal. You know what I mean? Because I will make sure the UPS person, I'll just have to ask the UPS person, look, you didn't get into the package, sir. You know, UPS is always good, but that's bacon and chocolate.
Yes, and I will make sure you get some.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, listen, about the Chocolate Expo, you're going to be at the Chocolate Expo in Hartsford, Connecticut.
Yes,
this is going to be something else there. I saw that it started from, like, Woodstock.
Yes.
From Marvin Bam?
Marvin Bam was one of the Woodstock people. And he's created the Chocolate Expo a couple of years ago. It's probably about 6-7 years now. It's become absolutely insane. It just keeps expanding and expanding. And as I said earlier, we're back in Hartford this Sunday.
Okay.
From 11 in the morning till 6 at night. And admission is $15 for adults. And if you're a member of the Science Center, it's free to them and their families. And we will have music. And there's about 40 vendors, things like honey and popcorn. And we have
everything chocolate.
Maple, even non-chocolate. We have things like maple syrup, things that are farm grown. Dove Chocolate Discoveries is going to be there. We have crepes. You name it, it's going to be there. Fudge.
Wow.
Cookies.
Wow. You must have fun when you come back to the convention, just bringing home everything. Just, you know what I mean? From trying different things.
I try not to, because I end up. Excuse me, but here we go again. I'm going to get fat like a pig.
That was wide open. That was wide open right there.
You left me there.
That was wide open. I mean, that was wide open, Chef. Man. Now, they even have chocolate salad dressing. I never heard of that. That's cool.
Chocolate salad dressing.
Bath soap.
A company called Rad Soap, and he has chocolate body scrubs and espresso soaps, and they're really quite nice. And we have healthy. We have like raw chocolate love. We have organic chocolates. We have chocolates from Ecuador and Granada. So you really can get a taste of what's happening in other places of the world. And what's nice about the expo, I really should tell you, it's not normal. Like, you can't go if you're looking for holiday gifts. This is the place to go. You can't find these things in the stores.
Gotcha. So you have to basically make it there to the expo. And are they going to start? Would he go outside of New York and have the chocolate expo there?
We were just upstate New York. I know Marvin is looking into other areas, Boston, Philadelphia. And now he's in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. But
yeah, like, you know, Hampton Roads, our area, you know. You know, Hampton, Virginia, you know, Norfolk or Virginia Beach area, Waynesboro.
Right. Actually, I come to Virginia. I go to Roanoke every year.
Okay.
I do the Bacon Fest out there.
Oh, wow, yeah. I went to school not too far there in Lynchburg, Virginia. Okay. Wow.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, that's in the mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains there.
Yeah.
So, all right. There's a lot of bacon people out there too, man. You know, and so.
People love bacon. I can tell you a very quick story. I have a friend of mine, her daughter, was a vegetarian. She got me to do, she says, oh, why can't you make vegetarian bacon? I went, yuck, what's vegetarian bacon? She said, oh, there's Morningstar. And so I bought a pack, and I cooked it up, followed the directions, and I put it was really nasty, but I put chocolate on it. It really wasn't bad. It had that crunch. It was almost like a potato chip, but it had that bacony, smoky taste.
No, what was that again? What was that it was?
Morningstar. Bacon.
Morningstar bacon, okay. All right.
And so I put it in chocolate for her, and she thought it was great. And I hadn't seen her in about 6-7 months. And last time I saw her, she said, do you have any chocolate-covered bacon? I said, yeah, you want Morningstar? She said, no. She went back. She's no longer a vegetarian.
Well, see, you converted her. You converted her, man. Hey, there it is right there, man. See, that's a good convert. Hey, at least it was a good conversion. It was
Absolutely.
Bacon. It was the best conversion ever. That's bacon and chocolate. You know what I mean?
And, you know, you can always get my product. If anybody's looking for my product, it's BaconBites, BITES.com. And
okay.
It's on the web, and we have free shipping all the time, every
right.
day, 365.
All right. Well, man, thank you for being on our show. Chef Lawrence Rosenberg, the company BaconBites, and he is going to be at the Chocolate Expo in Hartford, Connecticut, December the 6th. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Connecticut Science Center, right?
That is correct.
Well, do you want to leave us with one more bacon, kind of like one more bacon saying or anything? One more
bacon saying? Thanks for having me.
I knew. It was good. It was new. That's why I asked you on the spot. to do, you know. Thanks for being on Flavor Living Radio. Thanks, Chef.
Thank you.
All right.
That's our show, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Flavor this week. We had Chef Lawrence Rosenberg from Bacon Bits, and he's at the Chocolate Expo in Hartsford, Connecticut. Thanks again. Drive safe, eat well, stay safe. Stay safe. East, west, north, south. Stay safe. Okay, listen to come back again next week and listen to more of Flavor Living Radio.